Inside Sports Medicine. It's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. They support all of our area athletes, and whether you're an elite athlete or a weekend warrior, if you suffer an injury, see the orthopedic experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, founded in 1976. They've been here providing the expert care, and they're here helping you stay in the game. BHOSC.com to learn more. That's Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, online at BHOSC.com. Orthopedic surgeon on the team, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, is Dr. Steve Giuseppe, and he joins us on Fox Sports Rapid City. Steve, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing great, Nate. Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Well, a big injury that I want to get your take on is Zion Williamson. He's out, and it's a knee injury, and I just kind of want to know, how concerned do you think people should be here? They were saying, well, knee soreness initially, and he might not miss much, and now he's out for a while. How concerned should you be about a knee injury like this?
Yeah, it's a great question, Nate, and I think there's been a little bit of mixed information in terms of what actually got injured and what he had done, but as best I can ascertain is he damaged his meniscus, which is the shock absorber kind of between the thigh bone and the calf bone. You know, obviously that's a big deal for a basketball player, especially somebody of his size and his explosiveness. Now, most people in the media have been referring to it as a meniscus repair, which, you know, for us surgeons, repairing the meniscus means there's a tear and you put sutures across it, and that takes several months to heal. But when you look through what his team doctors have actually said, he's actually had a debridement where they've trimmed out the torn portion. But he should be able to get back to that relatively quick. So I think the 6 to 8 week time frame is reasonable, probably closer to the 8 weeks. So I think he'll get back this season. I expect he'll do well. Now, the concern would be longer term, because that is a shock absorber in his knee. You know, he's 275-some pounds. We do know that decreases risk of arthritis down the line. So the question will be, you know, whether that compromises his longevity down the line.
How about his explosiveness? You talk about longevity. Could it re-injure? How about an explosiveness? He's an explosive player, a meniscus injury like this.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, he's about as explosive as it gets. So, I mean, obviously, unfortunately, I think he's at a higher risk of that kind of injury than some other more position, less explosive player, because, you know, every time he's twisting, every time he's exploding, you know, he's loading off that shock absorber, and particularly when he's twisting, you know, doing spin moves and things like that, that's when those kind of things can happen and he can develop a tear like that.
I want to ask you, we're talking Zion Williamson, the rookie, the big brand. He's out for the Pelicans because of the meniscus injury. This is Dr. Steve Giuseppe, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center on Inside Sports Medicine. And there was some information that came out with the Zion Williamson, and people aren't quite sure, but they were throwing it around. Is there a concern about specialization? We talk about this younger group of athletes. They play, for example, basketball year-round. What do you think about that relating to stuff like this?
Well, I think that's a great question, Nate. And frankly, my colleagues and I have a lot of concern about that. Not necessarily, you know, for the pro athlete. You know, it is what it is. By the time you're a pro athlete, you have to kind of be a year-round athlete. Although you've heard Michael Jordan talk a little bit about how, you know, after the season, he would make sure to, you know, get, you know, almost a couple months rest if he could. You know, you really can't do that when you're Zion coming on the league hoping to kind of explode on the scene. But there's been pretty good studies that, you know, for our pre-adolescent and even some of the adolescent athletes at sports specialization, meaning doing the same sport year-round or near year-round, increases risk of injury. There's also been some studies that show that, having your kid do the same sport year-round doesn't increase your chances of getting, you know, like a D1 scholarship or anything like that, that actually the kids that are doing multiple sports actually end up doing better down the line. So it is a concern. I don't know that necessarily led to Zion's injury. I think at his stage, it's more that he's, you know, 275 pounds and explosive as all get out, and unfortunately just at risk for some of those injuries.
Last one on Zion Williamson, an 82-game schedule. He's not going to play them all this year, right? But an 82-game schedule that size. I mean, we already saw it blew out his shoe and a knee injury in college at Duke.
Right.
Now another one. I wonder if this is, you know, is this something that you think about? Knees are going to be tough for this guy.
Well, I think without a doubt he's at risk. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what he does. I mean, he's so darn strong, so he's able to, you know, at least his muscles are able to act as a shock absorber for him too. But like you said, 82 games, in particular 82 games the way that he plays it, you know, that will take a toll on his body. You know, hopefully not early on, but throughout the course of a career, that can make some differences. So it'll be interesting to see if he chooses to try to drop some weight or if he, you know, alters his playing style a little bit. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, no doubt. Inside Sports Medicine, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, one of the experts there, surgeon Dr. Steve Giuseppe, BHOSC.com to learn more with these guys. Steve, thanks for coming on. Interesting stuff with Zion. I appreciate it.
Yeah, agreed. I really appreciate the invite, Nate.
You bet. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, one of the best, and that's the type of guys you have here, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. We team up with them to tell you they can help you stay in the game or just continue your active lifestyle. Don't let an injury slow you down. See the expert team, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, again online at BHOSC.com. Dr. Steve Giuseppe and Zion Williamson on Inside Sports Medicine.